Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from Joey Von Nessen, a research economist with the Moore School's Division of Research.
The other major industry that we need to address in South Carolina, so construction was really number one in terms of its change. Manufacturing was significant as well, but in a positive direction. And the leisure and hospitality sector also saw some changes this year in terms of tapering off. So first of all, let's take a look at what the numbers actually show. This is employment growth in leisure and hospitality, tracking back to 2016. And you can see we've dropped off from about 3.7% where we were roughly a year ago to about 1% now. Why is that the case? Well, it becomes evident once we begin to look at trends both in average hourly earnings and in consumer spending. So average hourly earnings in South Carolina, we saw a significant uptick back in 2015 into 2016. Really within the last year, it's been relatively constant, meaning average hourly earnings are continuing to grow, but it's more of a constant rate. And so when we see more of a constant rate of growth rather than an increasing rate of growth, we're not generating as much additional income that South Carolinians are going to go spend within the tourism sector. We also see a similar picture if we're looking at U.S. consumer spending growth rates over time. So once again, we see a period of an increased rate of growth going up through about 2015, then it really tapers off, and what we've seen over the last year or so is, once again, a fairly steady rate of growth. And I think a good way to really encapsulate that is consider that South Carolina now, we are close to full employment, which means that in any given year now, we have fewer people who are going from an unemployed status to an employed status. So we have fewer people who are coming into the labor market, earning incomes, and then spending part of those incomes on tourism or on leisure and hospitality. It's very different from what was happening a few years ago when we saw a major shift into the labor market and a lot more boosting of the leisure and hospitality sector. So it's, in a sense, a market saturation and a consequence of a much healthier job market where most people are now employed. And just because you've been employed for 2 or 3 years now doesn't mean you're taking 4, 6, 8 weeks of vacation a year and spending a lot more. Now, compared to previous years, we have seen much more homogeneous growth across the state in general, meaning that there are fewer standout regions than there were in previous years. Overall, if we look throughout this expansion period, the upstate, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston have been the major drivers for our growth. Not quite the case this year, but the major standout is really the Midlands region and, to a lesser extent, the Greenville area as well. And that's largely the result of a VC summer, which, of course, major layoffs in the Midlands area had some spillover effects into the upstate as well. But 1% growth in the Midlands is actually not far off from what we saw a year ago. It's because the labor market is very healthy and we are very resilient right now in the Midlands and in South Carolina more generally. So even though during the summer months and in the immediate aftermath of the layoffs, it wiped out most of the net job gains that we had seen in the Midlands this year, it just took a couple of months before we got job growth back to where we saw it last year before the layoffs occurred. And that's a perfect example of how healthy the South Carolina economy actually is right now. We anticipate that this level of growth is going to persist into the new year, expectation right around 2.1% for 2018, pretty much on par, if not slightly higher than what we saw in 2017. So we're not anticipating a major shift, again, because we don't see a major industry that's going to be driving that growth to that next level. Slow and steady has been the mantra, and we expect that to continue into the new year. Employment growth positive, but comparable to rates that we've seen in 2016. One of the things that's important to consider is who the beneficiaries are in a given expansion period. Is it uniformly distributed? Are some benefiting more than others? How does that play into our outlook for 2018? One of the major factors that we found was among the size of the business itself. And we found that in this expansion, in contrast to what we are more used to seeing historically, that small businesses were contributing less to job growth than they have typically done historically in South Carolina. What this tells us is that South Carolina's strategy of recruiting and bringing large companies to South Carolina is having an effect that we can now observe. So the strategy, bringing in large companies, taking advantage of all of their secondary effects as well because of the hiring, we can now see the actual effects of that coming to fruition here.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from Joey Von Nessen, a research economist with the Moore School's Division of Research. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find a link to the video from this conference with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.